7:02, and I will call to order the April 24, 2025 meeting of the Historic Preservation Commission. Oh, call the roll. Commissioner Sager?
Here.
Commissioner Graham White?
Here.
Commissioner Murr?
Here.
Commissioner Reno Ogden? Commissioner Krasinski?
Here.
Chairman Franek? And Commissioner Forehand. All right. We have a quorum. And the second agenda item tonight will be public comment.
We need to appoint you as a chair.
I think just as staff, okay. As like the staff liaison, I think I can just handle the meeting. I did not receive any public comment via letter. I do not see anyone on Zoom. I assume the people in the audience are here to talk about when their agenda item comes up. Otherwise, if you'd like to make public comment, now is the time. I don't see anyone else in the audience. So I will go on to the approval of the March 27th, 2025 meeting minutes. Can I get a motion and a second?
I move that we approve the previous meeting minutes.
Okay. Do any of the commissioners have any comments about the meeting minutes? Seeing none, I will call the roll. Commissioner Sager?
Yes.
Commissioner Graham White? Commissioner Murr?
Yes.
And Commissioner Krasinski?
Yes.
Motion passes. All right. The next item on the agenda is the review of application for a certificate of appropriateness for completeness at 147 Thatcher for the demolition of the garage. The applicant is here. Will you please make sure the green light is on?
Yep, it's
okay. Will you introduce yourself, and you could just short little rundown of the project, I think, and right now, we're just making sure that the materials are all there.
Sure. And I have submitted everything, and you've received them, correct?
Yes.
And has it been disseminated?
Yes.
Great.
And if you just want to introduce the project briefly.
Sure. My name is Kim Smith. I'm president of Smith Architecture in Oak Park. And I am friends with these folks here on Thatcher, the Kolzak family. They have an existing three-car garage, two-story. And as much as we tried with Roby John to look at trying to restore the existing, because it's taller than what we're allowed to do in River Forest right now, there's no foundation wall, and it's barely standing now. If you had looked at the photographs that I had inserted into the packet, you could see certainly the rear elevation in particular is completely decimated. And then the ones on the front where the garage doors are, it's seriously failing. So, there is no chance without spending probably $50,000 on underpinning to actually save the existing structure, which again, like I am a preservationist at heart, so it's breaking my soul to, demolish, but, we're basically building the same footprint. And building new, it's just going to be shorter now. It's very similar in terms of its size, its shape, its massing. It's just a little shorter now, and with some dormers for some storage up on the second floor. But thanks for bringing that up, Luke. Thank you. So we're here actually for the demolition, the approval of the demolition. So if you have any questions at all, I'm more than happy to answer them. And again, this is with a heavy heart that I actually even see this going away. So.
Thank you. Do any of the commissioners have any comments about the completeness of the application? Yep. Hearing none, I'll ask for a motion and a second to certify the application as complete.
I so move that to certify the application is complete.
Yep. Also, let the meeting minutes reflect that Commissioner Reno Ogden arrived at 7:05 p.m. So I will call the roll. Commissioner Sager?
Yes.
Commissioner Graham White?
Yes.
Commissioner Murr?
Yes.
Commissioner Reno Ogden? And Commissioner Krasinski?
Aye.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Kim, I will be in touch in the coming days and weeks about.
Sounds great. Yep. Luke, you've been very responsive. Thank you so much. Yep. I really appreciate it. It's good to see everybody in person again. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. The next item on the agenda is the review for application for a certificate of appropriateness for completeness at 601 Bonnie Bray for the garage demolition. Frank, you're more than welcome to make some comments if you would like. Otherwise, does the commission have any concerns about the application as is?
Just that I walked over there today and there's boards missing, sideboards missing, and yeah, it doesn't look too good.
It looks like a much improved prior to coming in replacement. Yeah. So.
Well, it's in the alley. So a lot of people, you know, I'm one of the few who walks in the alley.
Do any commissioners have any comments regarding the completeness of the application?
No.
Hearing none, I'll ask for a motion and a second.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Sager?
Yes.
Commissioner Graham White? Commissioner Murr?
Yes.
Commissioner Raina Ogden?
Yes.
And Commissioner Krasinski?
Yes.
Passes. Frank, we'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you for coming in. All right. Next on the agenda, review of application for a certificate of appropriateness for completeness at 715 Clinton. That's a garage demolition and like a new roof and addition in the back. And the applicant is in the audience here. If you would like to make any comments, please step up to the podium. Otherwise, we will just review the application for completeness. Do any of the commissioners have any comments?
More than we need for completeness.
All righty. I will kind of get a motion in a second.
Motion to approve.
All right. Commissioner Sager?
Yes.
Commissioner Graham White? Commissioner Murr?
Yes.
Commissioner Raina Ogden?
Yes.
Commissioner Krasinski?
Yes.
Motion passes. Greg? We will be in touch, and I'll fill you in the details when I have about when the next meeting was in, when the next meeting will be.
Thanks.
Good evening. Good night, guys. Okay. The next agenda item is item 7, continued discussion of potential modifications to the certificate of appropriateness process. Chairman Franek could not make it this evening. Stomach bug, hence yours truly running the meeting. Regarding this agenda item, at the last meeting was when the commission had the further in-depth discussions about it. And late last week, I submitted to Dave a sort of a draft copy of our current existing ordinance with alterations I suggested for in light of the comments from the commission. And with further discussion with Dave, we realized that we might need to take a step back, and due to the expected, we realize that it's going to be a little bit more work than anticipated. Stay tuned, and we will probably have this on the agenda in any of the upcoming meetings. Dave and I had a thought that we might need to just tear out a little bit more and maybe start a little bit, take it down to the studs or whatever the terminology is and go from there. However, if any of the commissioners have any comments regarding that topic, you are more than welcome to speak.
I'm a very visual person. And so maybe at the next minute, as if we start talking about process steps, if you've got like a Katie Porter whiteboard or mm-hmm. and a But that would have been helpful, I think, maybe the last or the previous meeting, at least for me. And so just a suggestion. Thanks. But I agree about, I mean, you remember back in 2016 and, you know, at the hearings and people are saying, I don't quite understand this. And so I think that's a great idea to bring it down to a...
Hearing no further, comments, I will go on to agenda item 8, discussion of additional ways to protect significant properties. Staff side, I do not have any comments. All right. We will go on to item 9, discussion regarding promotion of River Forest architecture and history. Staff side, I do not have any comments. Any of the commissioners have any comments? Hearing none. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Not yet.
Oh, sorry.
Monday night at the village board meeting will be to honor retiring police chief Jim O'Shea. And a resolution will be read, proclamation. And so if you can't make it to the meeting, try and Zoom in. But his last day will be April 30th. I think it's said 1995 he came on the force.
Yeah, it has been a long time. He's a pillar of the area. Yeah.
And then he was chief. How many years?
Probably close to, if I had to guess, I don't know, probably close to over 10.
Yeah, he definitely came up through the ranks.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he has spent his whole career here.
Yeah.
So.
Just thought I'd throw that out there. He's a special, he's been great for our community. Okay.
I'd like to introduce a motion. Two things: by the speed of which this meeting has occurred, that we nominate Luke for the new chairman and that he become the Bears' 10th round pick.
Oh my gosh.
I'll second that.
I second
that. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yes, that big evening for the Chicago Bears and my fandom of them too. But thank you, Commissioner Van Rogen.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Can we just do this unanimously?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Hearing none, meeting adjourned at 7:15.